For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the things we did not get to during the course of the show today, including more on the Super Bowl. We did a little bit of this if you've already listened to the podcast, the normal show podcast. But boy, there was a lot of stuff going on. A couple of stories that came out afterwards. The one that I thought was the most surprising was the Los Angeles Rams, who obviously won. One of their receivers, Van Jefferson, left SoFi because he left at the end of the game because his wife was there and had to leave during the game because her water broke.
Woo!
And so she's there at the game that late in her pregnancy. I don't know that my wife would have done that.
Wait, how far along was she?
She was like close to term. I don't think it was a preemie.
Mm-mm.
She just didn't want to miss that one chance of a lifetime.
Which is really interesting, like, because you know somebody had to let him know in the organization that this happened. But he did the right thing. He kept playing the game and then went, isn't that the right thing? I want to hear your opinion.
No, I mean, it could be that she wanted him to keep playing.
That's what I believe, too.
Maybe. And to some degree... I don't know.
I mean, you're already there, you know, and you're going to finish up soon. I'll be home soon,
now,
honey.
Now, I would say if it was any game.
Yes.
Like, any game.
Not the Super Bowl.
Right. Okay. Then I'd be like,
You still finish it.
I think it has to, I think really she's the one that sets the tone on this. Like, if she's like, I need you to be with me, because this wasn't their first child either. So, one, they'll always be like, yeah, daddy finished the Super Bowl. And maybe they'll name her, after somebody in the Super Bowl or something. Who knows? They'll name her SoFi. That'd be cute, because that's the stadium.
Or Sophie.
Sophie, right.
Yeah.
But you spell it SoFi. Oh, my gosh, that is adorable.
That's awesome.
I love that.
There actually are probably going to be a lot of little girls someday with that name, with the E off.
Yeah. So the fact that he stayed in the game, I have to believe, she's like, yeah, stay in the game, because that's his dream, too, you know? And if my wife told me stay and play, I would stay and play, absolutely.
What if she told you to leave and come?
I don't know. yeah, I would, but I'd probably make her feel guilty about it.
Well, you can't leave partway through, though.
I know.
I think that because it is your job, and they will, you know, you get cut for doing stuff like that.
I think
it's
most,
a baby.
Yeah, I think
it's
even NFL.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, but I think even the NFL would understand that one. I do think they would be like, yeah, go. I think, but maybe not. I would definitely struggle with that, you know.
Well, and here's the thing. If we're going to be honest with ourselves, the women pretty much have to do the raising by themselves anyways,
sure.
Because it's pretty much raising 2 children when the husband acts like a
That's
dummy.
Wow. So you would want him there. You'd want him to leave the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Okay.
I wouldn't
Your
do it.
Face is so judgmental.
Because he's living a dream, you know, and his team needs him. More people need him. You're just one person that needs him.
Oh, my.
Do you remember when we were talking about how people not to invite to your Super Bowl game?
Yes.
And you're doing the thing that you said you enjoy doing.
Yes.
You like to poke the bear and be the exact opposite
the
of what you're supposed to say.
But I do understand this, though. Like, I understand work, and I place a very high level on doing a job.
High is not the right word.
I place a moderately high level on doing
your
job.
No, that's not even the right word.
And I think that...
It starts with a U.
unhealthy.
I think that
people in that world, I think they operate differently, and that there is an understanding that comes with this. Like, their understanding is they're going to be gone every Sunday for a while, and then, you know, and stuff. And I think that wives just understand it and for the most part deal with it, and would be supportive of, like, no, you stay, you know, I'm going to be good. Come back after. Because there was no reports that were like she was angry, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she was, you know, that pregnant.
And she was there.
And she was at the game.
Right.
So therefore, you would assume that she has full support of him playing.
Are you blaming the pregnant lady? No, I'm explaining her thought process.
She's supportive even at the end like that. Like, she could have easily been at home, but she must be really into it as well and happy that he's there.
Maybe so.
Then somebody else got engaged after the game from the Rams to... Nobody from the Bengals did anything. The Bengals just walked in the locker room and went home.
Just lost.
But the Rams were doing all kind of great stuff. Cooper Kupp, who we talked about the other day, and like how he's outspoken about his faith, he wins MVP.
Wally's new favorite player.
Yeah. But I got so mad at the Olympics a couple years ago when Michael Phelps was killing it.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that? And everyone's
like, bandwagon.
Yeah. Everyone's, I'm going to swim now. I'm a swimmer now. I'm going to swim. Like, no, you're not. You're going to quit in a week. No, I'm going to swim forever. And they go buy goggles and swim caps and swimsuits, and then they stop swimming. I am a Rams fan through and through till tomorrow.
I lived in LA.
Yeah, I lived in LA.
Back when they were the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so hypocritical.
I will, but I'm enjoying this moment.
Let's get you a jersey.
Oh, that'd be so great.
He
it's got to say
even
Cup.
Know who anyone is.
No,
yeah.
I want Cup on there.
Like, that's it.
I thought that guy was great.
Just get you a shirt and put a cup on it.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Like, I thought that was an interesting story. As far as the game goes, though, I felt it was a really good game. Like, the third quarter was a little bit because it was all three and outs on both sides.
It was defense.
It was, yeah, completely.
Gavin is yawning because he stayed up the whole time to watch the game.
Which it was much earlier than it would have been if it had been a normal Super Bowl at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, we were done. Ooh,
so
like,
good.
It was like 10 after 9, the game was over, and I never watched the trophy stuff. I could care less about that. And I hate all of the post-game interviews. Oh, like, they've got so many women doing sideline interviewing now, and this is not a bash against women, but I would hate that job. And so, like, they're probably going to do better than, like, some of the guys at doing it, you know? But it's such a non... How do you feel right now? You've just won the Super Bowl. How do you feel? Well, I feel great. Team worked hard. We all went out, gave it 100%. And I just got to say, man, thank you to the team. Thank you to the Lord. I just feel good. But how do you, like, what's going through your mind at this moment? Well, I feel good. Like, there's nothing really to ask in that moment. And I've never really heard a great post-game interview with, like, a really great question.
Well, except, I don't know if the question is really what we're looking for. I think it's the reaction is what we're, why we're asking the questions. We're looking for the emotion and all that.
And
it's
I'm just curious if there's a better way to get to that. As somebody that interviews somebody for a living, people for a living, I think I would try to come up with some creative way to get to that emotion without just the, how are you feeling right now? Microphone in face, you know, kind of thing.
Well, okay.
I'll never get that opportunity. But
no, never say never.
No. I worked, you know, you might not know this about me. I worked in sports radio.
I did too.
I think you've said something like that.
Did you know about that?
Yeah.
I don't, like, not for sure, but I feel like you've mentioned that you've done a lot of things.
Yeah, I was kind of part-time.
Wasn't that your first thing?
It was, yeah. I split my time between two stations. I worked at a sports station and then at a rock station. So I had to do double duty, and I worked hard. But it was fun because I didn't know anybody or anything. And so, like, I guess Jack Youngblood was a big like hockey player, and he was like an enforcer, and he was in on the show one time, and I just gave him so much grief, and I called him something bad, and like, and everyone in the room got so quiet, and they're like, that's Jack Youngblood. He will end you. And he actually paused for a second. I thought, oh, he might hit me. And then he kind of laughed. I think it's like he pitied me. It was kind of like a Great Dane and a little mouthy Chihuahua. And I think he just was like, okay, I get it.
The Great Dane actually played for your favorite team.
Yeah.
The Rams. He was a football player.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. See, I missed that. I was thinking hockey player. Maybe that was where the problem was.
I think hockey players are just as scary as football players, though.
Yeah.
Was everybody's watching atmosphere fun? Because I went to a party.
Okay.
And it was really good. Who threw the party? Were there. Was my it friend a, Dina.
Okay, so was it a big football fan or just more of a social?
She's a football fan, yeah, okay. But it was a social thing.
Yeah.
But lots of good food.
What did you eat? Yeah, what's the best food?
Well, there's a girl there, Kelsey, that she made pasta and like meatballs. Mm-hmm. And it was really good.
Okay.
And then
like a real meal.
Chips and
wings.
Nice. Mm,
did you have any wings?
I did not.
Ugh.
But I had a lot of spaghetti.
You know, all the stories, Tennessee must be this weird hole in all of the news stories. They're like, okay, get your chicken wings now because there are not going to be any chicken wings ever. Buffalo Wild Wings cannot get chicken wings. Get your chicken wings. I'm at Kroger yesterday morning. We did like early church, and so I'm there yesterday morning. I could have run a Buffalo Wild Wings with the amount of wings that were still there, like that you could still get. Everyone's like, COVID is the worst thing ever. COVID is destroying this entire country. And then Tennessee, you have no idea COVID was even a thing. Like, it's just this weird anomaly here. Like, I didn't get that. So I made wings just for myself because my wife doesn't like them.
Nice.
Yeah, I would have made her some too, but she doesn't like them. So we had to feed her something different. She made buffalo chicken dip, which you are the recipient of today. Betty loves her buffalo chicken dip. So love Betty that. Loves free food.
Yeah.
Well, so, that's true too.
Commercials. We have to switch on to commercials. So did anybody have a particular favorite commercial?
I liked the Disney one.
The goat with Awkwafina?
No, that was kind of good.
Oh, yeah, okay. It was cute.
All right.
Yeah. It was all the different little outfits.
Nothing wrong with that.
No one agrees?
Nothing. No.
I didn't mind the one with Larry. What's his name?
Larry David. Oh. That one I thought was kind of funny. Good.
I'm never wrong on any of this.
On any of it. Yeah, and it was all him being wrong all the time. That's his character, too. I didn't see the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Selma Hayek one.
I did.
Yeah, it was any good?
It was.
No.
There's so many electric car commercials.
Okay. It's funny you bring that up. Yeah. The electric car commercial that I loved was the one for Kia, where it had the little electric dog.
Yes.
Oh, that was heartbreaking.
That little robot electric dog. Dog,
just
like
jump at the end.
Yeah, it got my soul. And then when it jumps in, it's got, I'm going to go home and I'm going to land in the window. And then the battery dies. That's so good.
Let me tell you one of the worst ones I thought.
Okay, I got one too.
The Miley Cyrus one.
Oh,
the T-Mobile Miley Cyrus.
And they teased
that
it as this
song.
Thing.
Because
you had the early part with Dolly.
Yes, it's just terrible.
Yeah.
I love Dolly, but I don't like Miley.
No.
I don't like her voice. Mm-mm. And I don't like how she exudes herself.
And it was just dumb. They were trying to do a takeoff of
terrible.
We Are the World. It was a parody. It was a spoof of We Are the World.
It.
And so that's why it wasn't.
So
it was supposed to be bad and overdone, but I didn't care for it. The worst one, though, was the, what was it? The jingle for Zaxby's, riding on a chicken wing, guy riding on a chicken wing. Did you see that?
I missed that one.
Oh, it was so
bad. Based
so
on Guy
bad.
On a Buffalo.
Guy on a buffalo wing.
Which is
that's it. Yeah,
past like 5 or 6 years ago.
Is that what that's from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, I didn't know that reference. That's why I didn't get it.
Oh, you never saw those videos?
No,
they were like a trend for a while. I even had a T-shirt that was like
what
Guy
was
on a
it?
Buffalo. It's a song that was really popular.
Okay, see, that's the problem with like that's the hard part about advertising. You can be so hip and inside that you miss 90% of America. Like I was, that was lost on me. Gavin, have you ever seen the commercials?
No, I don't
lost
know.
On you.
Yeah,
I was a big fan. It was by a band like Possum something or other.
Possum Kingdom?
Makes sense.
I can plug. Will this work if I plug this in?
No, it won't. You'd have to hold your phone up to the mic. I don't have a prod set for that.
Let me.
Okay, please stop. That is horrible.
I think that's funny.
Is it supposed to be ironic, the first version of the song?
Okay, so it's based off of an actual movie that was released back in the 70s, but it is a man that rides a buffalo instead of a horse.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a Western movie.
Okay.
And it never got big, but they just took this movie and they did songs like that, but there's like maybe five different versions. Like there's a cougar one, a bear one, or I think there's a raccoon one. Okay. Anyways, it's so good that I bought me and my dad t-shirts.
Oh, for the love.
Guy on a buffalo.
You are the person that buys things like kind of funny and ironic like that.
You know,
you're the person
that I should look at that again.
Why restaurants that are hole in the wall restaurants sell t-shirts. Because they're just waiting for that one lady to come in that's going to buy a t-shirt. Because she was just there.
They were happy to know that it got like noticed again.
I wonder if they got any money from it.
They did for a while.
Yeah. Some of the other stuff that were kind of throwbacks like that, Jim Carrey returning as the cable guy.
That was funny.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. The thing about this is, though, it's like half the time you can't name what the product was at the end of it. You have no idea. But 5G. That one, I actually Googled that because I was like, oh, wait, 5G for your home? And if it's cheaper than what I'm paying right now for my cable modem, like that would be great. Because all my streaming services, if it actually functions properly and doesn't go out, that'd be great. So I looked into it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Enough that you are going to pull a trigger here soon?
No, not yet. Okay. I need more looking into, because then I also was eating wings. My fingers were... Okay, wings are the worst thing to eat in public. Like at home, it's not a big deal because I got a beard. It gets all on my face. Your fingers are nasty the whole time. You have to lick your fingers and then pick up your soda or pick them up like you've got long nails and hold your drink like this. Like they're the worst food to eat in public. Yes. They're lovely, but then when you eat them with a fork and knife, people think you're weird.
Well, and I'm... Oh, yeah, that is... For sure, weird. I realized that there's a place that I love going to. It's like a taco place, and I love their nachos, and I like to get them to go because I'm so embarrassed to eat them in public because it's so big.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, she's gonna eat all that. Wow. Okay.
Yes, and yes, she is. all right. So, the other commercial there were two other ones I liked. The Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen was kind of funny.
Oh, I liked that one.
Yeah, that one's good.
That one was good. I also liked the NFL one where they came out of the TV. They're like little puppets or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was really cute.
I liked the, it was the Jones commercial where it's just Jones.
Oh,
Jones.
Rashida Jones.
And then he's like, Jonas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. My favorite, I think, though, is just because I don't like him so much, is Pete Davidson hittable? And then people just tackling Pete Davidson? Absolutely.
Have you seen this whole debacle that's happening? It happened over the weekend or more, but Kanye West, he was married to Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Now they're calling it quits and getting a divorce.
Okay.
But now she's dating Pete Davidson.
Wait. Kim Kardashian is dating Pete Davidson?
Yes.
Okay, that's just a total I hate you, Kanye. Because there's no way. There's no way.
Well, Kim and Kanye, I believe, are neighbors. So there's been a lot of memes going around like Kanye's watching Pete Davidson come over and spend time with the kids and all this stuff.
Oh, that would be so hard.
Anyway, he's like gone off on a rant on his social media.
Kanye?
On Instagram.
Because Kanye's not the most stable.
No. And I think he's been open about that.
Yeah, I think he literally has like bipolar stuff. Right. I think there was some of that came out as part of this divorce.
So he starts posting all these weird pictures with posts that make no sense. Mm. But he even released some song that said something about showing up with a bunch of guys and guns at the SNL.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's getting serious.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like Pete
Davidson. I wouldn't want to mess with Kanye.
Yeah, especially if he's not in his right faculties.
Right.
And you have access to, bad people.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. I did not know that.
Tackling him is one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Hurting him is another.
Guy on a buffalo.
Still don't get it. Okay, so I'm
gonna punch that cougar in the face.
Betty Rock, what do you got?
Rivka, she said, haha, good luck with pronouncing. Thanks, Rivka. Or I'll say Rivka.
Perfect.
Today is her birthday. No, half birthday.
So we're just jumping to birthdays. We're not doing any least of these.
That was my least of these, was the commercials.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I thought that's what you told me.
I have no idea. Now I don't even remember because I was just segueing into the commercials. I had a stack of stuff too. So that's great. Worked out great. We're on the same page.
Look at that.
Okay. We both just did that segment.
It's a solid 7 minutes ahead of schedule now.
Yeah.
She said, this isn't actually my birthday. It's my half birthday, 15 and a half on Valentine's Day. Been a potty for 3 years.
Nice.
Her question is, what are your thoughts on high school relationships?
Ooh.
So today is Valentine's Day. Keep that in mind. I would say high school relationships, to me, as I look back, I think they were given much more credit
sure.
than they should have.
Way
because,
more weight.
Wait. Yeah. Because in high school, you don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And now I'll give you, there are some people that do marry their high school sweethearts and it does work out. But typically, it doesn't. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, because I dated in high school a decent amount, and I always wanted...
A decent amount.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to brag, but whatever. I didn't want to, like, I liked having a girlfriend and stuff. And I dated, like, this one girl, long, like, 2 years, I think. And, like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a long time. But again, there's so much pressure that comes with it, and everything is about that person.
Yes.
And you miss out on so many other things. Like, my daughter did not date in high school because she realized early on, she's like, I'm not going to end up with any of these people. And
yeah.
Why would I deal with the heartache and the just ugh of it, like, when these guys aren't mature yet, you know, kind of thing. And so I was proud of her for doing that. And I think she saved herself a lot of heartache. But whether you're in high school or young in college, we definitely put a lot of pressure and weight on relationships and what people think and how it looks and
yes.
stuff like that, far more than we should.
Yeah, and you think too, and I know Valentine's Day is hard because I know, Wally, you and I have talked about this where they give out carnations.
Hated this.
And you don't want to be that one that doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
It's so hard because all your friends are getting girlfriends or boyfriends and you're just like,
yeah.
Here's me.
And then it's like, oh, great. My mom sent me one. Thanks, Mom.
But I'm telling you, most of the time, your friends won't end up with that person. It'll just be a bunch of drama.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's the thing. Like, if relationships were healthy, I think it's a good idea. Like, dating is a good idea because dating helps you find and narrow down what you are looking for. It helps you go, okay, I don't want this person who seems to be a little controlling in my life at this age, at any age, you know? Mm-hmm. And so you go, okay, I'm going to avoid that. Or I don't want someone that talks down to me, so I'm going to avoid that. So I think you find that out through the process of dating, but it's taken so seriously, and you know, and you have so many emotions that go with it that it's really hard to navigate when you're young, and not having it be such a priority, I think you come out a little bit better. Yeah, you're not the person that's like, oh, they're so in love and they're gonna make it and, mm-hmm. and stuff, you know. And so there's a tendency to feel like outside, like everyone else is dating but me.
Yeah,
but I don't think that's the case.
Well, and also too, it's so important to keep perspective in mind and keep an open and honest relationship with your parents and with your friends, because you don't want to be put in a situation where you find yourself in a bad position and now you're hooked with that person for the rest of your life. That is terrible. And then a child has to answer for those mistakes that you made.
I have seen places where young people are like, well, like abusive relationships in high school. Mm-hmm. And this girl is staying with this person and you're like, what in the world? You're not married. You are setting yourself up for a lifetime of bad decisions and mm-hmm. bad relationships. If you are letting this be acceptable in your life now, you know, or like even kids like, yeah, we should probably talk to someone and get counseling. No, you're dating. Mm-hmm. Like if you need a counselor while you're dating, whether you're in high school or college, run, run. Mm-hmm. Because that's just a sign that it's not healthy, man. Like mm-hmm. we need to work on this. No, you don't. Don't. You're dating. Part of working on it is letting it go. It's working on yourself so that you don't make bad decisions, mm-hmm. man. Oh, so bad. I had a friend of mine that their daughter is out of college and was dating somebody, and they broke up, and she called, and we were there, and she is just sobbing, mm-hmm. sobbing that this is over. Because I mean, I think she's getting older and starting to more serious. Like, okay, could this be a potential husband, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she's sobbing, and it was funny because we all, she's FaceTiming, and we all took turns giving her advice.
Oh, round table.
But it was great though, because like the mom like weighed in at first, but the mom had been dealing with it all during the day, and then when my friend and I got over there, she's like, okay honey, okay, here, talk to your father. And then he's in,
oh,
he
boy.
Comes back, he's exhausted, they're like, hey, you want to talk to Wally? She's like, yes. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. And, but even then, the same advice for her at her age was like, look, if you're having issues now, look, be thankful that you found out about this stuff. Be thankful that you're like, hey, he's not going to treat me the way that I deserve to be treated. And you found out now where it hurts, but you can stop it.
And when you get in your 30s, you're going to realize my 20s were, I was really young.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for our advice, for our birthdays, and for this podcast.
A guy on a buffalo.
Gonna punch that cougar in the face.